الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. The program is Quran Quest, where we study the verses of Quran one by one with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Alright, so we've reached chapter 73, verse 15. Let's listen to these verses and we'll be back for the discussion. Don't go away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. Indeed, we have sent to you a messenger as a witness upon you, just as we sent to Pharaoh a messenger. But Pharaoh disobeyed the messenger, so we seized him with a ruinous seizure. Then how can you fear if you disbelieve a day that will make the children white-haired?
You just listened to verse 15 from chapter 73 of the Quran. This is IRIB English Radio and we are Quran Quest. So, Brother Habib, on verse 15, it reads, We have indeed sent you a messenger as a witness concerning you, just as we sent unto Pharaoh a messenger. And in the previous episode, you said that there's a significance of whether this chapter is Meccan or Medinian, and it's related to this verse. Can you explain, please?
Yes. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. See, here it's very clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking to the Prophet and talking to the mushrikeen. The mushrikeen were not available in Medina. They were available during Mecca. Mm-hmm. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statements in the Holy Quran towards the mushrikeen are usually in Mecca. And when I say usually, I'm saying that because there was some situations where the Prophet wanted to go for Hajj or Umrah. Oh, no, he wanted to go to Hajj and the mushrikeen would not allow them. There was a stand over there between them and a couple of verses will reveal. Mm. And when we reach those verses, Surah Al-Fatih, inshallah ta'ala, will talk more about them. So usually the context when it's talking and bashing and rebuking and criticizing the mushrikeen of Quraysh, it's usually Meccan. And that is why here we see
this is the significance over here.
Yes.
And in the next verse it says, But Pharaoh disobeyed the messenger, so we seized him with a torrential seizing. You said that we're going to be comparing the Pharaoh to the Quraysh here, but the Quraysh were never seized through torrents, were they?
No. Quraysh is a very hard, stubborn Arabs. And they had their own goals even after they entered Islam, where they entered Islam from the fear of the sword, the fear from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi taking them. And of course, there's this very beautiful part. And he wanted to kill them, right? But then he stopped. He asked them, What do you think I'm gonna do to you? Do you know what they answered? Did not answer that he was gonna kill us. You're gonna kill us. He said, Akhun Kareem. Musamihun Kareem. A generous brother.
Mm-hmm.
A person who accepts apology.
Takes it easy.
The Prophet said, You guys are free. Antum al-tulaqa. And he put out laws for the tulaqa. Unfortunately, the Muslims did not follow that law, and they appointed Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan. Anyway, unfortunately, they left Amir al-Mu'mineen who began Islam, they left him for the sake of one of the sons of a tulaqa. They tried to erase the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi from the adhan to a point where Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he got killed and murdered, Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam was returning to Medina. Upon returning to Medina, one of the, let's call him Amawiyul Hawa, Amawiyul Hawa, someone who loves Muawiyah or respects Muawiyah. Some of them state that he did not love Muawiyah. I forgot his name actually, because he was an important figure at the time. He said that, who won? Trying to make fun of Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam. Who won? Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam answered them with this. See the adhan. See the adhan. Who won? See the adhan, Islam won. Even though you killed us, we're still alive. You killed us, but we're still alive. Why? Because the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa is coming after the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَرَنَا ذِكْرُهُمْ ذِكْرُهُمْ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Their remembrance, the remembrance of Ahlul Bayt, is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because they remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Very beautiful story. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. We're going to take a break now, but we'll be back for the rest of the discussion. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. On verse 16 from chapter 73, God says to the disbelievers that Pharaoh disobeyed the messenger, so we seize him with a torrential seizing. On verse 17, he says, so if you disbelieve, how will you guard against a day that would make children gray-haired? So Pharaoh was much stronger than you. Look what we did to him. How much do you think you're going to be able to resist?
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did that to Pharaoh in this world.
Mm-hmm.
In this world. So how about a day when you have a child become gray-haired because of the permission? Arabs have this a lot. They always state that gray hair comes from too many problems, and alhamdulillah, we don't have that much gray hair. Alhamdulillah, with shukr, right? But when usually they say that a child has become gray haired, it comes from the musibah, from the tragedy of that time or that situation. So that's pretty much here describing that day.
This is the day of judgment, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So how are you going to be sure that you're going to be safe on that day? What assures you? Your money, your wealth, there was disbelief between the Quraysh people. To this day, there is disbelief. Even though we see it as something like, whoa, are you serious about these words? Yeah, they're serious. They believe that their money, they're...
Among Muslims?
Even among Muslims.
Uh-huh.
It is available. I was surprised when I saw it, actually. Uh-huh. But I saw it.
Uh-huh.
He's saying that, I'm rich. This is him talking to me. I'm, alhamdulillah, Allah opened these doors for me of wealth. I'm not going to pray, I'm not going to fast. I have this wealth. This wealth will help me. How will it help you? Assure us. Give me this assurance. This is for the person leaving prayers. This is for the Quraysh people. There were the people leaving the right path. Disbelieving in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A shirk. And they had this belief that their wealth would aid them.
Maybe they meant that they would, after death, part of their inheritance, they would dedicate it to someone to pray instead of them and to take fast instead of them.
Even though if they meant that, there's no assurance that that would happen. Because I know a family that the father didn't pray or fast and then he passed away. The money that was left over was spent on what? On dogs. Not on prayer or fasting.
Was this guy Omani?
No.
Oh, because I knew an Omani who did that.
No, it does happen. The children, who says they're going to spend your money correctly? Uh-huh. Anyway.
Thank you. On verse 18, it says, the sky shall be rent asunder thereon. His promise shall be fulfilled. Actually, I think there's a better translation than that. And wherein the sky will be rent apart, his promise is bound to be fulfilled.
Like the sky will split because of its horror. Allah promises that his promise will be fulfilled on that day.
Imagine the sky tearing apart.
That's the thing. I don't know how to imagine it. So when we see it, it's going to be very scary.
Yes, of course. Yeah. And
either it, like we stated various times, it could be figurative speech, it could be like literally speaking. If it's figurative, it's clear. That's because it's a hard day, the sky splits, mm-hmm. right? We in Arabic, they have that. Mm-hmm. But like figuratively speaking, that's a scary sight. Uh-huh. You know, I could like imagine it, but it's a scary sight. Yeah. Like it's a glass. I don't know what's scary sky anyway.
It's really unimaginable. We don't have any idea what it means. All right, thank you. Let's take a short break and we'll be back very soon for the rest of the discussion.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. Verse 19, it says, "This is indeed a reminder, so let anyone who wishes take the way toward his Lord." A reminder to who? Because
to everyone and everything.
But
to
this
everyone.
Message is the Prophet has just been
to
appointed.
To everyone and everything. To everyone and everything. Not only Quraysh.
No, but the message, the Prophet has just been appointed. It's saying it as, it's a reminder as if they already knew this information.
Hey, yeah, of course, the story of Pharaoh was known to the Arabs. Various stories were known to the Arabs. Uh-huh. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's something of the miracle of the Quran, to say that, you know, Quraysh, if they wanted to rebuke the Prophet and criticize the Quran, they could have done this. You're lying. You're lying. Not one time did they say that you are lying. Mm-hmm. Not one time. Not one time. Not one time did they say your stories are lies. Why? Because they had these stories. They had these stories that they were told from chest to chest, and some of them were written down. Mm-hmm. These stories were available. Not only that, athar, the ruins and the remains were still available. They used to go between Sham, Levant, and Mecca. Mm-hmm. Through that road, the road that they used to go, mm-hmm. they used to see these athar, they used to see these ruins. And of course, it's very nice to understand the geographical importance of understanding why Arabs used to travel from this point to that point. Because you know, this happened to me in Arba'in. I saw this in Arba'in. People were looking for something to cover. Mm-hmm. They were looking for something to cover because they were in the sun, in the middle of the sun.
Yeah.
Arabs were traveling in the sun. There's no buildings to take shade in. So they used to take shade in mountains. Mm-hmm. And that is why you see that most of the, you know, the tracks are one usually. They used to go this way or that way because water was available, shade was available. This was a place where they could eat. This was a place where they could put fire. This place had lions. That place had tigers or whatever. So that's why they had this specific road. And that's why they used to always take that road from Levant to Mecca for their transactions and their businesses. They didn't used to take other different routes.
Let's go straight to verse 20 from chapter 73. It reads, "Indeed your Lord knows that you stand vigil nearly two-thirds of the night." Or
sometimes a third.
"Or at times a half or a third of it, along with a group of those who are with you. Allah measures the night and the day. He knows that you cannot calculate it exactly, and so he was lenient towards you. So recite as much of the Quran as is feasible. He knows that some of you will be sick, while others will travel in the land seeking Allah's grace, and yet others will fight in the way of Allah. So recite as much of it as is feasible, and maintain the prayer and pay the zakat, and lend Allah with a good loan. Whatever good you send ahead for your souls, you will find it with Allah, in a form that is better and greater with respect to reward, and plead to Allah for forgiveness. Indeed, Allah is all forgiving, all merciful."
It has something to do with the verses, the order of the verses, how they were put there. The idea that Sayyid al-Khuwi puts forward that the Quran was put together during the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, it helps him out by stating, of course, he doesn't believe that, he only believes that there is one ayah mansukha. Mm-hmm. It really goes back to the sciences of Quran. When we talk about how the Quran was put together, I will be talking about this verse because this is an example of the verses that were nasikh wa mansukh. Mm-hmm. Right? This verse is talking to the Prophet, saying that you guys cannot, it's going to be hard for you to continue praying in the nighttime. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to scrap it up for you, right? Mm-hmm. So recite Quran, do good in that night, but for the Muslims, not the Prophet. The Prophet was always an obligation. And then he continues to say that anything good you guys do, its reward will be shown for you in the hereafter. So whatever good you do, don't only think that it's just for this world and it's going to be gone away. You will see that good, inshallah ta'ala, the hereafter. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness, and you will find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all forgiving and all merciful.
Thank you very much. That was a very nice summary. And it was a very nice chapter to be studying with you, Brother Habib. I'd like to express my appreciation for the time that you shared with us.
Come on, at your service, my brother. Anytime you guys bring me up, bring me up.
Thank you very much. It's always very useful. That's all the time that we have, I'm afraid. If you missed this episode, don't worry. You can always download an archive of this episode and all our previous ones from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Remember that we read the Quran to learn from it and to enact its teachings. Until next episode, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.